We're finishing up our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 8 through 12. Now, as we finished last time, we noted that Paul told Elymas, "Will you never stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?" And we were talking about the fact that Satan has his own agents in our world attempting to make the straight path to salvation crooked. They are constantly seeking to turn aside the very people whom God is offering free salvation. Sadly, these agents are not just in the world system. Look at what's happening in our evangelical world. Certainly, supposed ministers who are preaching a tolerance and acceptance for the very things that God condemns in His Word are yet another version of Bar Jesus. While they claim to be leading people to God, the truth is they are making the straight paths quite crooked. Is this new? Hardly. Listen to what Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew 23, verse 15. "What sorrow awaits you, teachers of the religious law, and you, Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cross land and sea to make one convert, and then you turn that person into twice the child of hell that you yourselves are." I realize those are strong words, but they're Jesus' words. We need to be aware of the fact that there are people both in the world system and within the church system who are not the agents of God. In fact, they are just the opposite. All right, let's look at verse 12. "And immediately a mist and darkness came over by Jesus, and he groped about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. And when the proconsul saw what was happening, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord." So Luke tells us that the judgment on Bar-Jesus was immediate. This is, of course, one of Luke's favorite words. The immediacy of the judgment points to the power of the Holy Spirit at work in Saul. It also marks the genuineness of the miracle. Had Elymas slowly gone blind, it could have been attributed to natural causes, but a sudden and complete blindness speaks to God's judgment. This should remind us that not all miracles are miracles of healing. Throughout the Old and New Testament, we also have miracles of judgment. In the Old Testament, we have only to review the miracles of judgment against Egypt, including water turned to blood, frogs, lice, darkness, and the rest. In the New Testament, and particularly in the book of Acts, we've already seen two other miracles of judgments. In Acts 5, we had the immediate deaths of Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit about a donation. And so, in Elymas' case, God's judgment was also immediate. John Stott writes, "God's judgment of him was fitting, for those who put darkness for light and light for darkness forfeit the light they originally had." Luke records two elements of this judgment, mist and darkness. Here again, Dr. Luke uses contemporary first century medical terms. He speaks of a mist. The Greek word is akalos, which is common in such classics as Homer. The general use of the term speaks of a darkness or of obscurity of the air, a cloud. In medical terms, Hippocrates depicts it as an extension of sight by the drying up or disturbance of the tumors of the eye. And then, of course, Luke also talks about a darkness. The Greek word there is skotos. It's used in numerous New Testament verses referring to supernatural darkness. And so examples of this abound. Peter's Pentecost sermon, he would talk about the sun being turned to darkness. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.